The Adventure Zone press conference will begin in 8 seconds. Everybody, please take your seats. Silence your cell phones and prepare yourself for the, that's the
Rutabaga, Rutabaga.
It's the loudest whispering I've ever heard in my life.
Peas and carrots. Peas and carrots. I have a question about peas and carrots.
Webbing and tubing. Webbing.
Okay, but now we're just doing mic checks. That's not, we've lost what the joke was a little bit. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the event, the announcement zone. We're here to talk to you about a bunch of stuff. No proper episode this week, but we have a bunch of stuff to tell you all about. And one of the big things, really, the biggest thing, probably the thing on all the headlines.
I'm going to be at C2E2.
Trav's going to be at C2E2. Had to get that out there.
April 6th through 8th. You can see all of my appearance times and dates and stuff at bit.ly/TravisC2E2, all lowercase.
I cannot believe you've done this. I actually can't believe it.
But that's the biggest announcement. Where am I going to be in any given time?
No, there's even a little bit of a slightly bigger, and I guess it depends on who you talk to, bigger announcement than that. And that is season two of The Adventure Zone.
I guess that's important.
We're not doing it.
Yep. We're skipping right to season three.
It's season eight of the event. No, it's season two of the Adventure Zone, and hopefully you saw the announcement trailer that went up a little while ago.
Ahoy, me hearties!
What are you doing?
We were gonna do the pirate thing. We didn't tell that. Oh boy.
We're not doing the pirate thing.
No, Sea of Thieves came out and it kind of cut our legs out from under us.
And I told you the store was out of patches.
I had a whole character.
The store was out of patches.
So we're gonna do Amnesty for season two.
Yeah, let's focus for a second because it is a big announcement. So we're doing Amnesty. Which one I'm very excited about because when we were playing, I think we all got like super into our characters, but also more than that, like we had all of this backstory written and all of these interactions written for the characters. And in like the four or five episodes that we did, we only got to like lightly touch on that. And yes, one of the things I really like about the construction of Amnesty and our characters is I feel like what we have is an opportunity to do, you know, that like the system implies monster of the week kind of episodic while still having these big overarching character narratives and story narratives. So I'm super excited about that.
We're gonna drill more into why we decided to do what we did and talk a lot about all the different arcs and the future of those as well.
Dun, dun,
And our next episode, which is going to come out next week, the first week of the Max Fun Drive, which we're also going to talk about in this episode, going to be a VV Adventure Zone. So go ahead and send in your emails about the Adventure Zone. If you have questions about any of the mini arcs, go ahead and send your questions to adventurezonecast@gmail.com, and we'll get to it. But yeah, like Travis said, like everything kind of clicked for us in that game, I think, was just perfect for what we do, and I think we all had a lot of fun doing it. And so that's not to say we didn't have fun doing Commitment and Dust, and because those were a ton of fun too. But
the problem. We had a ton of fun doing all of those.
We did all of them, yeah. And it was tough to decide.
And we said that, you know, we'll talk more about this in the Adventure Zone. But at least as far as Dust is concerned, and I don't know what Dad's plans are for Commitment, I'm still thinking of other adventures to do with them. So it ain't done. None of them are done. We have all these different threads that we can follow, but I think the one that we were most intrigued by going first was Amnesty, and then we'll follow up other ones as we go.
So that's season two. Thank you again to Mimi Chu for making the super cool trailer for us that announced it. Hopefully that was where you found this information and not during this calamitous episode of the...
Did you use the air quotes when you said episode?
Yes. We should also mention, I think there's probably, and again, next week we'll get to a lot of this, but you may be wondering why Justin didn't do an arc as promised. Well...
He did.
Justin did make a thing with us that is going to go up next week as part of the Max Fun Drive. It'll be our bonus episode. So members of the network will get access to all of the bonus episodes for all the shows on the network. And this one that we have for you this year is one that Justin spearheaded and was pound for pound, one of the most enjoyable podcast recording sessions I've ever been a part of.
The title, yeah, if we special. We can go ahead and say the title, is The Adventure Zone.
Can we say the title? That's just, don't just make that decision for Justin. Justin, can we say the title?
Yeah, this is a world that I built. I think I can say the title now. It's The Adventure Zone Elementary. And it's pretty good.
You know, like Muppet Babies? Think like Muppet Babies. It's all of us in elementary school.
So what else? I know we have lots of stuff.
Today it's the book tour. The Adventure Zone graphic novel book tour. Tickets go on sale today, at 10 a.m. local to the venue. So Pacific time if it's the San Diego show, Eastern time if it's the New York, Cincinnati, Boston show. At those shows, we are going to be doing a Q&A. We're going to be doing a live reading with, like, visual, you know, elements, projections, and stuff.
We're not playing and recording, like, a proper episode. It's just going to be sort of us talking about the book and reading a little bit of it.
But your ticket also gets you a copy of the book signed by one of us. And you get to, like, hang out and learn more about the graphic novel and see us do a reading. And there's going to be some special guests and stuff. It's very exciting. Get those tickets. You can find all of the dates at McElroyShows.com/tours. We are doing New York, Cincinnati, Boston, and San Diego in July. You can find out all the specifics at McElroyShows.com/tours. You can also get your tickets there for the My Brother, My Brother and Me and Adventure Zone live shows, where we will actually be playing. That we are doing from April to September. So McElroyShows.com/tours.
And I have the second big announcement. I've got my Merle costume ready for the live shows.
He's got a piece for this costume that I am so excited to see in person. It is righteous.
Mm-hmm. I've gone into great detail. And I think it's good. Are we going to do costumes for the book tour? Because it's okay if we do.
I think on book tours, they make you wear, like, suits and stuff, because books are real prestigious stuff.
You have to get glasses.
Yes. Yeah, and podcasts are goof-em-ups. We mentioned the Max Fun Drive earlier. We should explain more about that if you're a new listener and don't know anything about what we do here. The Maximum Fun Network is supported by members who pledge to us on a monthly basis. And then once a year, we do this Max Fun Drive. It runs for 2 weeks. And during that time, we ask you to, if you enjoy our shows, if you enjoy a bunch of our shows, especially, please consider helping to support us and help us grow, as so many people have done in the past, and help us turn this thing into a career. Since the last Max Fun Drive, Dad was able to quit his job and...
Well, retire is the word we use when old people quit.
Well it's the same thing, right? Laziness. It's going to start next week, April 2nd. It runs for just 2 weeks. We're going to have episodes both weeks for you. And we're also going to have really cool gifts for new and upgrading members, including the bonus episodes, including Justin's incredible episode that he put together for us with an original theme song. I don't know if the rest of you have heard it yet, but it is moving, it is powerful, and it's going to win the Grammy this year. The big one.
Yeah, I think this one's Grammy goes to the Hoops. Me Hoops.
Do we all four go up to the podium to get the little gramophone?
God, no. Why would you do that to Justin? This is his moment.
It came from my heart.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, when they have the best movie, everybody goes up, you know, anymore.
I would sing it for you guys, but I did all the instruments with my mouth, so I wouldn't be able to do it justice.
Pitch Perfect 4.
Maybe. We'll circle back on that. This is a little promo we're going to play right now about the Max Fun Drive, and then we're going to wrap up.
My name is Samantha, and I love Can I Pet Your Dog?
My name is Keith. I absolutely love The Adventure Zone.
I have a cat, and Can I Pet Your Dog is still one of the most relatable things on the internet.
To have a family get together to tell a story, to have it be personal, it's just something completely magical.
It just felt natural for me to start giving some money to these properties that are making me happy.
I'm supporting people that are putting out good content and good art into the world, and that's what I want to do.
These are listeners just like you, and they support The Adventure Zone and Can I Pet Your Dog with a Max Fun membership. The 2018 Max Fun Drive is April 2nd through 13th, and if you want to support your favorite shows too, it's the best time to sign up or upgrade your membership. Just tune in starting April 2nd, and we'll give you all the details.
Thank you, Keith, for the kind words, and thank you for...
Kind Keith, they call
kind
him.
Kind Keith, and thank you for...
Hey, y'all got that kind Keith?
Oh, you know it. Thank you for considering supporting us when the Max Fun Drive kicks off next week. Runs April 2nd through the 13th, and we're excited for it.
And really big thank you if you go beyond just considering it and doing it. That big, even bigger thank you.
What is?
Yeah, the consideration's great. Yeah, but yeah.
I will also say along those lines, I'm willing to bet because last year we had such an outpouring of support that a lot of you listening are already Max Fund donors, which is amazing and we super duper appreciate. But one of the things that we see all the time is people saying, my friend such and such or my sister or whatever got me into the Adventure Zone. Now, if you're one of those people who got someone into the Adventure Zone, you are our boots on the ground. Get now say, oh, you like that? The first taste is free. And yeah. Then you make them
time to pay the piper.
Yeah.
If you want that kind, Keith. You know, this is going to be a little extra. You're going to have to invite me in. Let's play some Mario Kart together. Anyway, I think that's it, yeah?
Yeah.
This was supposed to be such a short thing, and it didn't end up being that. But
well, by the time you get done taking out all the mistakes, it will be.
That's fair. Anything else, boys?
No, I just want to be free.
Okay, we're free.
To run and frolic.
We'll be back next week with the Adventure Zone. Get in your questions, and we're going to talk a lot more about this now, so please don't send us any mean tweets.